This is a HeadGum Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Adam and Eve. Spring is in the air, but is it in your step? Is it in your bed? If you're interested in better sex starting now, go to adamandeve.com. They've got toys, lingerie, accessories, everything you need to level up your pleasure checks. And right now, Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. That's discreet shipping, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly, free and fast. So just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code PAWPAW at checkout. That's PAWPAW, P-A-W-P-A-W at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code PAWPAW to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code P-A-W-P-A-W. Goodbye, sweeties.
Hey, everybody. Jake here. Just needed to quickly pop in to let everybody know about some pretty exciting live shows coming up. As you may know, we are performing a week from today on Thursday in Seattle. We have a few tickets left. And guess what? Zach Oyama will be joining us. Mavris is coming to Washington, folks. So check out that show. Get your tickets now. And also, we are coming to Ireland and the UK in May. It's official. We'll be in Dublin, London, Manchester, and Edinburgh May 11th through the 14th. So go to nadpod.com/live. Get your tickets now. London is almost sold out, folks. So don't sleep on these tickets. I believe we also have some tickets left in Austin and Dallas. You know what? Just go on over to nadpod.com/live and you can buy all of the tickets you want except for San Francisco, because that one is sold out. But do it now, do it quick, and we'll see you out there. We'll see you on the road. Thank you so much. Now on to the episode.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Bohemia, everybody.
Bohemia!
I'm your Dungeon Master, Brian Murphy, joined by Jake Hurwitz.
An icy knight looking for a spicy fight.
Yeah!
Calder killed it.
Calder's bringing the rhymes this season.
Yeah.
I mean, rhyme is a word for ice, so
he
what
got
do?
Bit by a rhyming bug.
Can't let it go.
Then, of course, Emily Axford.
D-class, sloppy lass, making a splash, Calliope Petrichor.
And finally, Caldwell Tanner.
I don't mind getting splashed. Sabufo, hey, did you know frogs have a third eyelid called a nicetating membrane? Whoa.
Oh,
wow. The frog facts.
Oh, my God. Maybe I should do rain facts, and you can do frog facts, and we can just become an informational podcast.
I like that. And then people can turn it off after the first 5 minutes.
Or skip ahead.
Perfect. And with that, we are going to go ahead and do a little recap.
Ooh.
All right. So last time, we met Saul, Callie, and Calder, a squad of D-class synth eldritch knights to prove themselves duck class. Recently, they had learned that some S-class synths were slaughtered by dragon elves, and Saul's roommate, Albin, informed him that they're considering upgrading the lower classes to make up for it. This was confirmed by Calder, who was brought in for a tryout with the mothership CEO, Bettina Glenbottle.
And it went great.
It went fine.
Yeah, nothing to speak of.
But he failed to do a fire cantrip to impress her. Meanwhile, Callie faced her own set of problems, finding out that her family is chasing her down while she's being chased down by something else. A mysterious duck. The three of you reported to your shift as guards in the trade district, where the mothership AI Alexandrite told you of a mission at Strixure's Elixirs. There were rats on the docks that needed clearing out. However, as you went to approach the rats, they suddenly shifted to ratfolk rogues and took off on a swinging cable car with a huge crate full of potions.
Damn right.
The surprisingly competent duck team.
Yeah!
managed
take
to catch
out surprisingly,
up.
But everything else, yeah, right.
Confidence sounded right.
Slightly condescending on my part.
It's fair.
They were able to wipe out the rats on the cable car and the getaway ship, and then were able to secure the shipment. And that's where we are now. So you guys are on this airship that was just hijacked. A bunch of A and B class synths have just showed up. They arrived via a military airship and began investigating the scene right away. You guys were super quick to act, but these guys must have gotten alert kind of right as soon as it happened, and they were just a few steps behind you. You guys see not only are there these synth Eldritch Knights here in this like crackling blue plate. You see that there are several mages there with them. They wear the Ezri blue, but they're wearing crisp robes with like tall, pointy shoulder pads. And you see
those must have been dry cleaned this morning.
They look like they're dry cleaned every day. Yeah.
Ooh.
There's a pleat.
Oh my god.
Pleated mage.
Pleated robes.
Look how crisp it is.
Oh my god, you could ski down that pleat.
You see, after a moment, as some of these knights begin examining the crate of potions that Calder, you had investigated, you've got some knowledge of the arcane. You are a synth eldritch knight, even if you are deep class.
That's right.
And you rolled well on an investigate check, and you were able to determine that one of the potions in the concoction was a symbol spell. Mm-hmm. Which is a spell used to basically set a trigger for some kind of response.
Yes, if this, then that.
Exactly. Mm. So you guys see some of these mages, some of these knights are over here looking at this crate, and you see an orc mage in glasses, very thin glasses.
We're talking pince-nez?
They're triangle pince-nez. You see pleated robe comes up to you and goes like, hello, I'm Field Mage Zug. If you wouldn't mind presenting your mage stones.
Yes.
I flash my cute little tummy.
You hold up your shirt and reveal the monostone in your belly button.
I present my bicep.
Saul thumps his chest so hard it sparks.
Careful.
You begin to cough. Interesting choice of placement. You see that Field Mage Zug's eyes begin to glow blue. And they essentially cast, you've had this done before, like an identify spell to figure out who you are. This makes you kind of identifiable.
Mm-hmm. It tickles.
And after a minute, not a minute, after 10 seconds, that'd be crazy. No, after, you know what, 60 full seconds of Zug just standing there in front of you.
It's getting kind of hot. Is it supposed to happen?
Ah, sorry about that. Duck team, is it?
That's correct. Yes, Alexandrite has updated you, I assume?
Wow. Yes, apparently it's undeletable. It was just in there.
Good.
And it's just in the archives.
Yeah. Yes. It actually hadn't been discussed.
Alexandrite shows that you were summoned here for a D-class mission, but you've actually stumbled into something greater here. That crate you saved is for the S-class upgrades. Very expensive, very sought out by undesirables, as it were.
Yeah.
Well, as soon as we got here, we said, first off, I came, I was cool, calm, collected, took control of the situation, nothing unpredictable. We just said, you know what? It actually feels like we are worthy of this mission. Yeah.
It felt normal.
Yeah. Yeah. It felt really normal.
Right?
I don't want to say it was destiny giving us a trial, but gosh, it sure feels that way.
And it was all in a day's work. All right? Wouldn't you guys say just all in a day's work?
It was all in a day's work, and I remember you, Calder, you made fire happen.
It was...
That was crazy. Yeah.
It wasn't crazy. It was normal.
Right.
And that's really right, normal. Right?
It was crazy.
Normal. It was crazy.
It was crazy
normal.
How hot it was.
Yes.
Because it was flame.
Oh, yeah. Singeing. Yeah. Right,
the fact that I made it was... standard.
It's interesting. And as we look around, we don't see any singes or anything.
That's Callie.
She cleaned it up with her water.
I saw a big fire, and I was like, this is out of control, and I am the most stable person here, so I will take care of the situation.
Whenever things are going sideways, we turn to our rock, Callie.
Right, yeah.
As you put your hand on my shoulder, it like sinks in like water.
Guys, I guess give me a group. One of you can give me a persuasion check.
I won't do it.
I think it'll be me.
Yeah.
I have a minus one to charisma.
I have a plus two, actually.
Persuasion, plus seven, baby.
Okay, there we go.
I'm going to roll with my duck dice.
16.
16.
Yes. You see,
16 on the ducks.
Field Mage Zug nods and goes, "Well, I'm not really in control of who gets upgraded. I'm not even in the same."
So everything we just did, that whole performance, sort
of
was thing. Just
yes,
so
I think you're discounting yourself. You look in charge. Oh, you look in charge of yourself.
I appreciate that. I think I'll put a good word in.
Yeah, if you report to anybody that could be in charge, that's
right. I'll say that you created a bunch of normal fire, and it was easy.
Right.
We created a bunch of normal fire, right. And no one cried.
Wait, no one cried. Magic fire that I did normally.
Right. And you, Calliope, were sort of the rock, just sort of stone cold.
Absolutely.
Right.
And did not cry.
You ever heard the phrase still waters? It's actually based on me.
Oh, interesting. Well, good work. Good work. There really should have been some security detail for the shipment. This was either negligence on Strixer Elixir's part, or they don't want us around for some reason. Perhaps some kind of smuggling operation or something going on.
Very interesting.
We will be looking into it. Thank you. Real quick, let me go ahead and read you this. See, they pull out a scroll.
Chest swells with pride as I am almost certain that this is an announcement of a promotion, and tears well into my eyes with pride, and I wait to receive what he's going to say.
Saul holds her hand.
Mothership is not responsible for mislabeled missions, as Alexandrite's mission classification system is merely an approximation of difficulty. We apologize for any injuries that may have occurred and would like to offer you a 500 gold coupon for healing potions at any Mothership mini-ship location. They hand you a coupon.
What?
We will take it.
500 each, what? Or we split that?
That's just the one. It said in the handbook to give it to the most hurt person.
That'd be me.
So you've got a coupon. We'll get things sorted out here. This is sort of an A-class scene now, so...
We're happy to stick around and help investigate or just do security.
Okay, just to be clear, I'm assuming some sort of report is going to be made. And since we were here, I could oversee the person making the report.
Oh, your contributions have been noted. Alexandrite is...
our names spelled correctly and everything.
Your names are spelled correctly. D-U-C-K team.
That's...
Correct? Is that right?
That is how you spell duck. But okay.
The best we can hope for, I think.
Okay, I'm going to just... I've got to tie my shoe, and then I think I'm going to look at Calder and Saul and just, like, give... You know, we've worked together long enough that we have, like, a couple facial things, and it's like a buy some time kind of thing.
Okay.
I would like to shake your hand. Saul makes his hand super sticky.
Go ahead and give me a deception check.
No. Gonna use swamp camouflage, one of my bullywug abilities.
Is you that have advantage. The thing that lets you hide in the fucking swamp?
Yeah.
You maniac? Can you use swamp camouflage?
Can I minor illusion?
No, you can't.
Can I minor illusion to swamp? I minor illusion to swamp around here.
Brian, I'm making my hand swampy.
I'm trying to help you. You right. have a better chance without the swamp here.
Okay.
Make a swamp on the ship.
All right.
Well, can I say, always shakes everyone's hand. He's a friendly guy.
Yeah.
And give him the help action.
Okay, you can do it with advantage.
All right, advantage. That is 2 13s. That's going to be a 15.
You have bardic still.
My bardic.
I'm going to tell you something. Zug got an 18. So you need to roll, you got a 15? You need to roll a 3 or higher.
Okay, all right. That's 50%, so it definitely won't happen, but here we go.
Oh, I picture the Feywild, picture all the Fey charm swirling about you, just fucking hot centaurs and dryads.
Next to this hot frog.
He's really attractive. Yeah. I mean, I only kissed him to make Giffa jealous, but I didn't hate it.
But you relished it.
I didn't hate it.
Saul sticks his hand out and does kind of like lift his sweater a little bit, and you can't see that he does have a six pack.
Wow. A strong frog.
That's a 6.
With a 21, yeah, you successfully distract Zug.
Right. I'm just stuck to Zug's hand now.
Hey, wow.
Oh, little, yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sneaky. Just a little nervous. Yeah. If you could
pull back.
It's
if
actually
you don't
it's
mind,
like a finger trap.
To,
if you
right,
just you have to release
is,
tension
to
and pressure.
That sort of. This is
I think it's your stress.
Mission
it's
now.
Your stress.
We
you're
really
the one that's
appreciate
stressed,
that everything you've done here, but this is out of your jurisdiction at this point.
Okay.
I'm just fully in the air now.
Yeah. You're getting waved around.
So while this is happening, I'm seething a bit. I'm like, okay. We're getting the fucking cold shoulder. We just did the big work and we're getting no credit for it. Mm-hmm. I want to ritual cast Unseen Servant and I want to ritual cast Silence around the crate. And I want to send the Unseen Servant to get free of those S-class making things.
Here's what I'm going to say. Mm. Go ahead and give me a... I'll say deception or stealth while you're casting, because obviously these people know a lot about magic. And I'll do a roll for like sort of the captain knight here for the regular knights, and then I'll do a roll just in general for the mages.
Okay, I'm doing stealth.
All right.
You need this. 14.
You see that as you go to cast a spell, one of the field mages here throws up a counter spell and goes, "Whoa, what are you doing casting magic here?"
"I'm sorry, I had to fart, so I tried to cast a silent spell." "Have you never done that before?"
Give me a deception check.
13.
Okay. With a 13, you see everyone is embarrassed enough for you that they're. You just hear a bunch of people mumbling, being like, "Yeah, I guess I've, you know, I'll throw, you know, a shield up or something if I've hurt." It's all right. Just you guys gotta go.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
You guys see like a small like carrier.
I might as well go somewhere open air to fart.
This obviously isn't a welcoming place. Come on, Callie. We'll go pass gas back on the docks.
I am sobbing.
The duck
comes out of the glove box.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Glove box of the
That's
ship?
Where we shoved the duck before.
The duck gets out of the glove box. Strangely, you don't see the duck open the box. The duck is just out of the box now and is over by you, just waddling next to you.
Oh,
he misty cracked.
He might as well.
So, duck
One
joins
thing
you guys.
After another.
You guys are in a little carrier like aircraft that brings you guys back to the main hub of the city. Back to like they said they communicate to you that you guys like get the rest of the night off.
Okay, I just need to say I actually didn't have to fart. I was trying to steal canisters for us so that we could maybe ask Albin to turn us into S-class knights. So I didn't fart.
Okay, so we weren't just doing a group fart?
No.
Good to know. That information is coming a little too late for certain members of the party.
Saul sharded just a little bit.
Saul uses his astral gauntlet to wipe his butt.
So,
perfect usage.
Turns out no one farted. You didn't, and you sharted.
Right. Technically, no. All above board.
I mean,
it was a good plan,
do?
But maybe, I don't know. We've got a couple options. I guess we stick it out and we try and just rise in the ranks naturally. We could try and grease as many wheels as possible. I could talk to Albin more and see if he's got any more ins. I know that, like, you know, he's pretty well connected in the sanitation and toilet paper industry.
Yeah.
And at the very least, we might as well go get some healing potions in town. Because
we've got a coupon.
That's true, yeah.
I can't wait to use my coupon.
Do we have to use it all on healing potions, or do you think we could, like, spread it out a little bit?
You could spread it out a little bit. They said for healing potions, but it is just at the mothership mini-ships. There are restaurants that are owned by the mothership mini-ship.
Okay, let's get loaded tots. We're going to get two different kinds of healing potions.
That's true.
I'm going to chug beer potions and cheese.
I love to lose myself in a mojito.
Yeah, with the mothership mini ship coupon that you guys have, you unfortunately can only go to one of the cheesy ass places that's up here in the trade district. There are like fancy places and nice stuff elsewhere, but
we're in the Times Square.
This place was named during episode zero by Caldwell. There's a place called TGI Sky Days.
I think the people know Saul at TGI Sky Days.
Yeah, you're in TGI Sky Days all the time. Mm-hmm. It is mostly staffed by automatons wearing little like pilot caps, like those little like leather caps and goggles. Ooh. And it's really weird because the theme like just doesn't completely work. Like they come up and they're just like, "Greetings, Captain. Welcome to the ship. Let us take to the skies."
Okay, yes. Ahoy.
You're the captain, but I'm the pilot and also the flight attendant.
They're talking to the duck.
Can we get a table not by the window? I don't feel like being seen right now.
Deeply interior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some sort of dark,
booth.
Self-pitying booth.
Yeah.
A sad middle seat. Sure, captain. Aye, aye.
Salute you. Saul whispers to the robot, "Buy the guitar, please."
Saul is taken over to his special seat that him and Albin go to on the weekends.
Hey, there's definitely a picture of us as kids, like on the wall, autographed.
The boy wizard and his frog pal, the comic series that was based on your life that you guys got no credit for.
Huh. That was very popular.
They're doing a movie adaptation.
9 movies, actually. It's crazy. I hope I get invited to the red carpet. But anyway.
So you guys are in this restaurant now that's a shaped to look like a giant airship, essentially. And you guys are in the...
Do I see any couples?
Any couples?
Oh, no.
Oh, go ahead and give me a perception check.
It's an 18 on the die.
An 18 on the die?
Becomes a 21.
As you guys sit down, a bunch of robots come by clapping. You see two tieflings sitting at a table, and a bunch of the automatons are clapping, and they go, "Happy birthday at TGI Sky Days. We hope you have fun your way. You're at TGI Sky Days, and it's your birthday."
I take out me bird pipes and play along, but I am crying
again
a bit.
They start singing. The one tiefling, she laughs as a cake with a bunch of candles is put in front of her.
I cast Ray of Frost on it.
You cast Ray of Frost, you put out the candles, it gets all over her, and she looks upset, and the guy she's with, the other tiefling, goes over and goes like, "No, my darling, wait, your cake might be ruined, but the night is not." And he gets down on one knee.
Damn it. Nothing goes our way.
Everyone around the bar starts clapping.
Fucking cheers. Cheers to the happy couple. Could have been me and Glenn.
Saul just holds two cups under Callie's eyes.
I drink them so I don't get dehydrated.
Let it out.
Okay. You know what? I mean, the day's not over. Maybe we still have something exciting in our future.
Yeah, no, to me, that went bad. Really bad.
Are you referring to the silence thing?
No,
or are you talking
about the fart was I think it was a smart move.
Yeah, that was a clever rebound for sure.
It was quick thinking on your feet.
Yeah.
I just think we've waited so long for that opportunity to prove ourselves.
I know.
It happened. We did. And it did nothing.
I feel so disillusioned.
I do feel like I've been overlooked for a long time, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
And that mana stone is deep in your chest.
It's really like, deep in your chest.
I see less of your stone than I do of Callie's.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes my heart does skip a beat, and I just kind of have to ride it out. But
is that what makes you short? Saul?
It is involuntary sometimes, yes.
I mean, I look at Saul because I know VC's like, I think you believe in the process more than maybe me or Calder do.
Saul is kind of like nervously sipping his Long Island iced tea.
Keep sipping, you'll get less nervy.
Saul, as you sip your Long Island iced tea, you begin to feel your heart beat rapidly, and you feel your mana stone glowing.
Does it feel like we're being spied on?
It feels like you're being sent a message, like you need to go somewhere where you could receive a projection. Usually these things, like, it essentially sends you like an alert, and then gives you a moment to like get somewhere,
right?
So you're like not out in public.
Projection room.
Okay. So I mean, we just go to the bathroom,
right? Yeah.
Sweet.
Can I corner a waiter on my way there?
Yeah.
Sorry, we've been here.
Aye, Captain.
We've been here for 10 minutes and no one's even visited the table.
Sorry, usually when Saul comes here, he and his friend like to just stare at the guitar for the first 10 or 15 minutes and talk about the frog comic.
I see.
It's a really nice guitar.
Let's pitchers and tots.
If you could bring those into the bathroom, that's where we're going to be.
Pitchers of mojitos, please. Something nice and refreshing like the spring itself.
And whatever ducks eat.
Long Island iced tea, extra long.
If you've a baby seat full of a duck.
aye, Captain. Salutes you and
God,
walks
it's
off.
It's like the only place we get any respect is the TGI fucking Sky Days.
God, I feel I'm drunk with power.
Keep calling me Captain and we'll see how far I get.
God.
You see a sentient piece of shit rolls in. Aye, Captain. Let me take you to your seat.
Yeah, he didn't mean that, though. You can see that he was insincere.
It just feels good being treated like one shit.
You guys go into the bathroom
Captain
here.
Captain Patrick Hall, I could get used to it. Captain Kilday. Yes. Captain Bufo.
Who? Where? Oh, me. Oh, yeah. Okay. I like that.
You guys go into the bathroom and you reveal your monostones and you see once again the stones
light
up.
It's
going
like a really crowded one.
Yeah, but just you're in a stall.
We can all fit.
And you receive a projection of Alexandrite. Greetings. Oh, a bathroom. What a wonderful choice.
Thank you.
Wow, thank all you. Of the robots are so nice to us today.
Anyone else kind of want to fuck her?
Kind of.
Duck team, you have a meeting at Mothership tomorrow morning. First thing.
Oh.
Oh my God.
First thing during our shift, so at night, or first thing in the morning, actually?
First thing in the morning.
Daytime hours.
Fuck my circadian rhythm. Let's do this.
All right, yes, let's go. Cancel the pictures. Cancel the
pictures. Right. We run out.
You guys run out. You see a clockwork with a tray wobbling with the pictures of mojitos.
I think I take it and I'm like, to the beautiful couple, congratulations on your nuptials.
And I whisper, put it on their tab.
You guys get out without even using your coupon as you sneak out of TGI Sky Days.
Oh, can I buy some potions?
Yeah,
potions
of course.
On the way back?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let me pull up the potion prices here. Okay.
After being called captain and finding out we have a meeting in the morning, I'm actually feeling, I'm looking at my coupon feeling a bit more rich.
Yeah.
Feeling
see?
Better about
we didn't have to resort to working with criminals. This is great.
I should be more trusting of the mothership.
You're right. We need more trust.
I think we should be more trusting of each other and our abilities and do what we need to do to advance.
They broke us down because they want the strong to stick around.
You're right.
That's
it was
there
a test.
It is. There
Tonight
it is.
Was a test. They were seeing if our spirits could handle it, specifically my spirits, because they know I'm unstable.
You're not. We almost broke, but you kept it together.
We really should have eaten something. I am getting pretty drunk.
I'm wasted.
So healing potion prices are for a regular healing potion, which is 2d4 plus 2, that's 50 gold. Greater healing is 44 plus 4, which is 100 gold. Superior healing is 8d4 plus 8, which is 500 gold. And the supreme healing is 5,000 gold. That's 10d4 plus 20.
Wow.
So we draw, I press the digitation a zero at the end of the coupon and I buy one superior. I'm kidding.
So I was looking at you wide-eyed.
Should we go with 5 of the greater, the 44 plus 4?
I wonder, because I do have a bit of healing. It's not that good, but I feel like let's do like maybe 3 of the greater and 4 of the minor. Is it crazy?
No, I think it'd be good to have just, like, you know, something that'll pop you back up.
Yeah, maybe
go
bad. Four of the great and two of the 2d4.
I like that.
Okay.
That's smart.
Okay,
sweet. Okay. Great. So go ahead and write down. You guys purchase 4 greater healing potions from a mini ship and 1 regular healing potion.
Two
regular healing potions. And I will say for this campaign, since this is going to be a more kind of potion-focused campaign, we're going to say it's going to take a bonus action to drink or to give somebody a potion.
Whoa.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. Well, sometimes we would do it as free action, so don't thank me too much.
I can still thank you.
Oh, thanks, hon.
Okay. So, I mean, I guess we need to get to bed because we got to show up with, like, our best faces.
Yeah.
Right.
I feel like I'm worried that I'm going to sleep through the alarm.
Should we call each other?
Can we crash in your belfry?
The belfry, yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Absolutely.
How damp is it? Because I sleep in the bathtub at my house.
I mean, my bed is a water bed.
That's perfect.
But
I take up so little room.
Okay, great. Everyone come to my water bed.
I don't take up a lot of room either.
Waddling around. You guys all go back to Callie's belfry. Mm.
Wet bed.
You walk through the main sort of church area. You have like a little key. It's like very unchurch, like that this chapel locks up at
yeah.
night. It's very unreligious.
I do feel as though I must warn you, there's a bounty on my head. So in the middle of the night, it's possible that a pretty bad, pretty desperate assassin could come try to attack me.
Desperate? Why?
Because the bounty is really low.
How low is it?
35 gold.
Kelly, I'm so sorry.
That wouldn't even buy a potion.
I know. It wouldn't even buy.
That wouldn't buy our drinks at TGI Sky Days, Kelly.
I know.
Let us know if the bounty gets higher, though, because then we could turn you in and then we'd have the money. And then we could rescue you again afterwards.
I love that. What a great scam. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. So I guess just everyone be aware that like really desperate assassins might break in the middle of the night.
I'm honestly, okay. I'm going to sleep like a baby.
I am a bit of a snorer, I should admit. You see that Saul passes out on the bed and starts going.
I think I can make like the sound of waves, like a white noise to drown it out.
Yeah, it just sounds like the sound of like a frog
like
in a pond.
A thunderstorm.
It's kind of peaceful, yeah. You guys all go to sleep for the night. You just get not much sleep, like only like 5 hours.
It sounds like a dream.
The arcane alarm goes off in the morning. You've got like this orb on the side of your bed that begins glowing and letting out like a loud piercing noise.
I would like to make an unarmed strike on the alarm clock with my tongue.
Great.
To try and snooze it.
Go ahead and make an attack.
Fuck. That's a nat 20.
Nat 20. You hit it. You snooze it for another 10 minutes.
Oh, you know the alarm clock is just a giant bell over our heads.
Yeah, you wrap your tongue around. What is the ball part of the bell? What's it called?
The ding donger.
Like the ding donger, of course.
I thought it was the peen.
It's clearly the ding donger.
Jake, it's the ding donger. We already got it, dude.
Okay.
Tongue wraps around the ding donger. And stops it.
Apologies.
This is so sick. I just realized you said we haven't got that much because I'm a fucking elf. I don't need sleep. I just need to meditate for 4 hours. So that's a long rest for me, baby.
Rad. No, wow. It's a long rest for everybody. You guys got to
count it. Thank you.
So yeah, you guys wake up the next day and there is a there's a cable car that can take you up to the mothership, Calder. This is what you did yesterday. Mm-hmm. And you know that basically you have clearance through your monostones if you're scheduled to have like that you belong there.
Okay. Today I'm wearing my antler helm.
Oh yeah.
I decided.
I'm going to cast guidance on the antler helm to give him a D4 on ability checks.
Ooh.
I polish it up really nice.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, I think usually I don't really like to use my fey charms because I don't really enjoy, you know, being respected for where I'm from, you know, just because I look like I'm like cool and fey and like, oh, I bet she's had like a threesome with like a dryad and a centaur. Which I have, but like I like usually kind of like don't like to do that. But for this, I think I'm like absolutely activating my sort of like fey charisma. Mm. So I think when I do this, it's like instead of being like drenched from the rain, I'm more like wet like a Sports Illustrated photo shoot kind of.
Spritz.
Yeah. I look spritzed down.
Sweet. So you guys get ready, and you guys head to this cable car that takes you up to the mothership. You are brought through this lobby, pristine white walls and pillars, magic technology all around you with projections from different areas of the city. And Calder, much like yesterday, you see more news stories about this dragon elf attack, and you see images of Beatrix Netherin, the S-class synth captain who was once a member of the dragon elf faction. She wears the sparkling blue plate of Ezri with unnatural red eyes and red hair like the flames of a dragon.
Ooh.
And you guys are ushered into the same conference room that you were in before, Calder.
Can I slip a bit of like flint into into
you hear a ding as it hits another piece of flint?
Does it start a fire in his pocket?
Whoa! I can do it.
You start patting your pants as Patina enters.
Sorry, just a little fire.
Yeah. You see,
we just love hot pockets.
You see, she walks in and kind of does like a trip. She starts to like fall, but then does the Willy Wonka roll forward. Ha! Nimbleness. Bet you didn't think a grandma could do that, but I can do it all.
You can.
Very tight, ma'am. Yes.
Really do. You're like my hero.
So taut.
And you are a hero to many. Soon, you will be able to be even greater heroes. Because what? Guess what?
What?
We've been angling for a mass upgrade, but that's going to take time. Somebody needs to go first, and who better than the D-class synths who saved the serum?
Oh my god.
Are you saying what I think you're saying? It's hard to tell because your face is so tight and doesn't emote.
It's pretty tight.
Please tell me this is
my lips.
Is this
gonna
end
just really
in a,
pursed lips.
Is this gonna end in a coupon?
It is indeed. You see, she reaches into her pockets, and she pulls out three coupons for an S-class synth update.
Is that ever doubt mothership?
I'm so glad I got those made.
That's... Calder keeps it together. I'm trying not to overreact.
Great, yes.
Thank you.
If you want to overreact, that's fine. Can we get the press in here? You see she starts waving.
Oh, no.
You see some of her assistants bring in a bunch of these wizardly journalists, some of them furiously scribbling notes with mage hand, while others capture video projections of you. And you see Patina faces the crowd. I... Patina Glenbottle, CEO of Mothership and grandmother, believe it or not, am announcing a new class of S-synths. And to prove the effectiveness of the new program, we will be upgrading these D-class synths. Because every Ezri citizen has magic in their hearts. Sometimes we just need to bring it out with drugs. Light smattering of applause.
I think I smile so big, look directly into camera, and then realize what a liability this is for me with a bounty on my head.
My God.
And then I just step behind Calder.
You're not gonna be able to hide behind me. We're the same size.
Just hold me in front of your face.
Callie completely disappears behind Calder while holding.
I hold up Saul in front of my face and step behind Calder.
Patina continues and goes, the dragon elves may have been able to ambush a single squadron, but they'll never defeat an army. These will be the first of many. There's a lot of clapping and hubbub. You see she gestures to you guys and goes, Alexandrite, go ahead and get them prepared for upgrade. She waves the journalist to like leave the room and starts walking out with them. I'll take more questions out on the deck.
I can't believe it. Today's the day.
I can't. I feel so foolish for doubting them.
Saul is already stripped down.
You see, Alexandrite.
That stone is getting deeper.
I'm holding Saul in front of my head, and his absolutely beautiful ass is right in front of my face.
Alexandrite arrives and goes, oh, you've already begun disrobing. That won't be necessary. We need to take you to the lab ship.
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
Can we take a cable car?
Of course. You see Alexandrite leads you out. You are joined by a bunch of other like handlers and they're called like tech mages. They're like kind of like engineers and stuff that'll help you get clearance through the different areas. You guys are brought via cable car to a smaller ship that connects to the mothership. There are several lab ships like this that are tethered to the mothership, but aren't on the air yacht itself. This is to prevent damage to the mothership in case something goes wrong with one of the experiments or something, because you're dealing with like powerful magics.
Right. While we're riding, you said that Alexandrite was summoned?
Uh-huh.
Can I ask them like a question or two?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, Alexandrite, just before we undergo this procedure and, you know, become the heroes that Ezri needs and everything like that, could you just tell us a little more about, like, the dragon elves and, like, why they pose such a threat?
Yeah, like, maybe specifically which dragon elves are kind of involved? Because some of us have, like, a past we've won.
You see Alexandrite's eyes glow, and she goes, searching for information on dragon elves. And you see she opens her mouth, and you see news stories that are just like, dragon elf attack, dragons descending on Ezri?
Hmm, I see.
Okay, well that doesn't seem good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, you said you knew a dragon elf?
Yeah, my ex-boyfriend, Glenn, I talk about him all the time.
He's a dragon elf?
Yes!
I didn't know that specifically.
Oh, it's because we were just co-workers before.
Right, that's true. Now we're going to be, we're undergoing an experimental procedure together. We're basically best friends.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much.
Our work buds.
Okay. Yeah,
there's one right, in between. Okay.
I work, summon the duck to bite friends. Him.
Wait. I fed you.
Did you feed the duck?
Last night. I asked what ducks ate.
Oh.
I just assume he ate.
I'll say, go ahead.
I also like really begrudgingly put out a litter box for the duck.
Guys, give me insight checks.
Okay. If it's about the duck, I'm using my duck dice.
Natural one.
Okay.
This duck is normal.
Six.
Okay.
12.
Just a duck. Nothing weird about the duck.
Okay.
Oh. Except that it's very needy. This must be what I was like to Glenn.
So, did Glenn... Do all these attacks sound like something Glenn's capable of?
I mean, he's capable of really some beautiful things. He's capable of...
We know.
Taking me to paradise and back, and then back to paradise again, and then back to real Earth. Yeah. The Feywild is paradise to many people. Being in Glenn's capable hands... Right? That's better than the Feywild.
This is why Saul didn't know he was a dragon elf. You talk about Glenn a lot.
Right, yeah. And the thing is, once you get started, an electrical charge builds on you, and we just need to stay back.
I do have lightning, a little bit like static electricity going in every direction, just remembering Glenn's capable hand.
I will say, you were not in the inner circle of... Glenn's faction of dragon elves. You were mostly just spending time with him. You didn't hear anything about their plans. You know that their particular faction of dragon elves would definitely, you know, these guys were pretty brutal. They would definitely like kill people who came into their area of the woods for sure. But they weren't, you did not see anything about them like planning on making a mass attack on Ezri or something.
I was sort of in like a love bubble, and if I'm being like really particular, it was only a couple of nights.
Hey, you know what? It's like Albin always says, if it's not one bubble, it's another.
Albin is so cool.
He fucking rules. Did you know that's his guitar on the wall?
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He put prestidigitation on it, and it would play all sorts of songs.
Wow.
Yeah. After we won a big Quidditch game, he would just jam out in the quad for hours.
Wow.
Yeah, I got him water.
Huge. Big I look me. At Calder like that was totally a lie.
Yeah. It was a cool guitar.
So you guys arrive on the lab ship, and as you enter the ship, there is a locked door on the deck. You see it's opened by a guard, and then a tech mage disarms a force field beyond it. You guys enter the hall and see that there's a fully functioning lab down here. There are unseen servants carrying around various ingredients and scrolls and elixirs, and pouring them into machines that flow through tubes into these glass pods. The lab is protected by several Synth Eldritch Knights, look to be either A or B class, crackling arcane armor, weapons at their side, just staring forward diligently on guard.
This is it. This is when our lives change.
This is the moment.
Yes. You're greeted by an older gnome in a lab coat with big goggles, very kind eyes, and a soft voice.
Well, hello. I'm Dr. Lanfiz. Are we all ready to be upgraded?
Take me now. I strip again.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Well, yes, God. Please. He's ready. He's ready, right?
Okay, I strip too.
Okay. You can wear a bathing suit if you feel more comfortable, but also it's fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
No, would you like to do a bathing suit?
I've waited for this moment a long time. I'd like to know what the standard protocol is.
Well,
I want to do it above board, by the book.
Let me go ahead and roll and see if most people do it naked or most people do it with clothes on. Oh, shout out to the two crew. Approximately 20% of people wear bathing suits, and the rest go in their birthday suits, as it were.
Calder. A bathing suit, the mesh bottom could interfere with the process. There's too many risks, too many variables.
If you went in with a bathing suit and it didn't take, you'd always wonder, what if I'd gone in my nudes?
You know, I really hate to stand next to this hot frog in my birthday suit.
But just glistening abs.
Can I do a perception check to see if everyone's checking out Saul?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I got a 12.
You're distracted by the level of professionalism being shown here by the people not checking out Saul.
Whoa.
Saul kind of like runs his hands along his abs, kind of like a washboard.
I play my bagpipes with it. Just a honking goose.
You know, we're not all perfect specimens, but we're trying our best. Calder disrobes.
Calder disrobes.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, look no further. Aura Frames are the beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. My mom, my mother-in-law, and my grandmother-in-law all have Auras from me, and they love them. So from grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame, named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Trademark, brother. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. They're easy to set up, they are the perfect gift, and they've got unlimited storage, unlimited photos and videos. You can invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. How beautiful is that? And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code PAWPAW at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here with a very important question. Do you like spending money? I sure do. Every time I give away my money, chances are good I'm going to get something I want in return. It's a pretty sweet deal. But sometimes I find myself paying for things I'm not even using. And when that happens, I end up having less money in my bank to spend on things I do want. Ridiculous, right? Luckily, Rocket Money is here to help. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That's it for me. Thanks for listening and happy savings.
You see Dr. Lanfiz rubs his hands together.
Excellent. Well, we'll have you casting like an S-level knight by morning.
Right.
You
by morning? So it's like an overnight procedure?
Oh, it's an incredibly painful, traumatic procedure.
Painful?
Are we not ready? Should we bring in someone else?
What's a little pain?
It's
beauty is pain. We've waited too long for this. This is what I need to protect myself, and so let's do it.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Lanfin's Fizz brings you over. Press a few buttons on the side of these three pods that are right next to each other. And you see the glass doors open on them.
Are these individual pods?
Yeah, individual. Okay.
All right. Are they translucent? Can we see each other inside?
Yes, you can.
Sorry, oh, that's good. One more question. Do you have one big pot?
Unfortunately, we are going to have to do the three. Oh, why not? Everyone can jam into one pot.
One big pot.
You see, there's a pod that's basically for like someone Calder size, but all three of you jam in. You see, like, some of the assistants look uncomfortable, and Lanfis just waves his hand and goes, oh, why not? It's fun.
Plenty of room.
Sweet. So you guys get in this one pod, and you see Lanfis closes the door and seals it on you. You hear his muffled voice go,
it's going to be very scary for a little bit, but don't worry, you will eventually pass out.
Comforting.
Okay. Great. I pass out very easily.
See you in the morning.
Several jets open.
Wait, is there
begin
like
pouring
a
liquid into the pod.
Oh no.
You see this smoky clear potion is filling the tank along with a dark purplish one until you guys are completely submerged. You guys panic for a second because besides Saul, you guys need to breathe, obviously. but you quickly realize that you can breathe and that the water breathing potion is probably part of the concoction.
Mm.
The entire pod begins to fog up and the elixir begins to take effect. You can see your own monostones are glowing, but you could barely see like in front of you. As the procedure begins, you feel an overwhelming rush of magic. You guys have had this happen before with your initial exposure, but this is obviously greater. It's the equivalent of having a sustained like buffing spell cast on you, and these ones are at a higher level. And as this power flows through you, you feel your like hands spasm as little bursts of cantrips begin to materialize from your fingertips, creating muscle memory for things you haven't even learned yet, really quick reflexes. You're being overloaded with physical memory as your muscle fibers twitch.
I can get rid of my flint.
You guys feel it's starting to like overwhelm you. Everyone go ahead and tell me kind of how you're dealing with this, and I'll tell you what kind of check to do.
It's almost like I want to do like frostbite on my brain.
Okay.
Brain freeze.
Got it.
Just
okay.
Like
yeah,
a so cold you compress just, inside my head.
You focus on the cold. You try to cast like a spell in your brain to kind of just like calm yourself. Go ahead and give me an intelligence saving throw.
22.
Sweet. You're able to stay calm and keep your breathing even.
I think I am like getting overloaded with all sort like good and bad emotions. And it's just kind of like jumbling me up, and I think I'm going to kind of like ritual cast silence on my own brain just to try to make the thoughts go away. Just be a body. I'm
great.
Just a body.
Go ahead and give me a charisma saving throw.
17.
Cool. You cast silence. You're able to kind of artificially calm yourself.
Saul's legs are twitching involuntarily and probably kicking both Calder and Callie in the face.
Yep.
But I think that Saul has always treated any gift or opportunity as something to be treasured and not used lightly.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he approaches this, like his name, solemnly.
Oh, okay. Go ahead and give me, we'll say, a constitution saving throw.
Okay.
I should have given you guys inspiration before we went in, but I forgot.
You still have guidance, but I don't know if I need to do a concentration check for that. That is going to be a 19.
Great. You are able to calm yourself. You see this as an opportunity and you center yourself. You guys don't fully lose consciousness. You guys manage to like stay up, but like you feel your brains
racing. And you all begin to see flashes of all of these memories. Callie, you see the Feywild, magic, untamed beauty. Makes you want to cry. No, don't cry. Your sister shakes her head at you. A man puts a dragon in a cage. A masked man turns his back to you. Don't let them see. Back to your sister. Oh, are you going to cry again, little Callie? Calder, you see snow, mountains. You're looking up. You're tiny. Your vision is blurry. Everyone around you, giants. You're picked up by one of them. She admonishes the others.
You can't play rough with him like that. You need to protect your little brother. He's smaller than you. He's smaller.
Saul, you see you and Albin, the boy wizard and his frog pal, uncovering magic artifacts, Liquidditch championships, late nights sneaking around castles, adventures, secrets, magic, hope, potential. You're zipping through the halls at night on a flying broom together. Oh, Saul, we won't have to run from grumpy old Professor Lizer when you and I are the greatest mage and knight in all of Esri.
That's right. They're going to write our name in the sky. Our faces will adorn the bubble itself.
Adorn the bubble itself. Adorn the bubble itself. As you're all having these real flashbacks, they begin to flicker and change. Are you going to cry again? Are you going to cry again? Greatest knight in all of Esri. Greatest knight in all of Esri. He's smaller than you. Small. Everybody go ahead and give me wisdom saving throws with advantage.
Oh, okay.
Because you guys all passed your initial
grid. You do have a 1d4 of guidance.
Okay. Nat 20.
Oh, rad. Yes, baby.
Wisdom save?
Yeah.
That's going to be a cheeky little 22.
Great.
Woo. Nat 1 and a 9 becomes a 12.
Okay. Callie, you, as you guys are having these flashes in your memory, you see your sister, amongst all this other stuff, it's like flashes of like different pictures and stuff, good and bad memories, like you running around the Feywild and stuff, but this like your family kind of making you feel bad about your emotions and things like that, like a lot of stuff like that. And you have this like repeating vision of in your head of your sister being like, are you going to cry again? Are you going to cry again? And then you see suddenly she like straightens up and goes, your objective is to secure the mothership. Your objective is to secure the mothership. Your objective is to secure the mothership. And you guys in the tube with her begin to see Callie is like punching the glass.
Whoa.
Saul, you see a similar thing. You are on this broom with Albin, and Albin turns and looks back at you and goes, Frog Pal! It is your objective to secure the mothership. It is your objective to secure the mothership. It is your objective to secure the mothership. You begin seeing like flashes of violence in your head. Explosions of magic power, blood, steel hitting flesh. This is good. This feels good. And you begin like reaching for an imaginary like side. Like you're reaching for your weapons, but you can't get them. And you realize that you're having this like, it's like waking up in the middle of like a night terror or something.
I think that my spectral gauntlets start like glitching out and they go from like night gauntlets to like almost demon claws or something like that. And then they revert back and then disappear.
Calder, with a nat 20, as your mother is holding you and you're seeing this like POV and all of your older siblings are looking around, they're all saying at the same time,
your objective is to secure the mothership. Your objective is to secure the mothership.
Secure the ship.
And you with an at 20 fully realize that they're fucking with your brain here. And you remember that symbol spell that you saw before. They are trying to like Manchurian candidate you, like put something in your head so that when you hear your objective is to secure the mothership, you do something. And based on what you see Callie doing right now, you see Callie's like thrashing, like fighting.
Okay. Can I just try to grab her hands?
Give me a constitution saving throw with disadvantage.
15.
I will say with a 15, you feel insanely groggy. This is like waking up in the middle of surgery or something. But you reach your hand out and you grab Callie's arm. And Callie, in this moment, now go ahead and give me a wisdom saving throw with advantage.
Nat 20!
Yes!
Woo!
You
oh my god, yet again the ice stills the water.
You feel the frosty touch of your friend Calder just like blurry. Open your eyes for a sec. Still like foggy all around you, but you have this like moment of regret. Like, oh my God, I could have like hurt one of them. I could have like punched one of them or something. Oh,
that's a sad bit about water. Whatever container they put you in, the shape of.
Okay, so wait, you all saw that too, right?
Yeah.
They were trying to do something. You guys are not like with it enough to like talk. Like nobody's talking right now. It's like literally what Calder just did with a 15 constitution saving throw after a nat 20 is like reach up like a zombie and touch her with a frosty hand enough to like slightly knock her out of it.
Okay. So just to clarify, we all managed to like pass and like this symbol spell has not been like implanted
not
properly.
Yet. Okay. But you guys are going to be in here for a while. And as you go, I'll say like Calder's kind of like the one with the most con right now is like trying to push on this glass, but it feels like the heaviest thing you've ever tried to lift. You're just like out. But then suddenly, whew, the lights go out in the room.
Ooh.
The sound of like machines powering down.
Nice effect.
Ooh. Thank you so much. And you see like the foggy chemicals around you that were being like kind of like jetted in and mixed begin to clear a little bit. It's still like very foggy, but you see that it seems like somebody has stopped the process.
It doesn't feel like it's over.
It should not be over.
Okay.
And suddenly you hear a scream as blood sprays across the tube.
That's not supposed to happen.
You guys see a moment later a figure peers in at you from the other side of the glass. Saul and Calder, you probably don't run into them often. You all know, though, that dragon elves wear these ornate, almost masquerade masks in the color of the dragon that they've like aligned themselves with. You see a dragon elf woman in a red mask tilts her head to observe you, like right up against the glass. You see she cleans her blade from her last kill and prepares to plunge it into the glass, but stops. She reconsiders it, and she moves back into the darkness of the room. And the last thing you see as she drifts off are two bright red arcane eyes behind her mask.
You don't think?
V-trees?
With all of your adrenaline dumped, you guys get tunnel vision, and you pass out. After a bit, you guys wake up. You feel like terrible, terrible, terrible hangover. Still groggy, but you're like at, I'll say like mechanically, you're at like half health and you'll get better. You can definitely move around and talk. You guys see now, you've kind of regained your strength. Mm-hmm. You see that the potion has settled and now it's just this like clear liquid. There's no more fog there. You guys see that you're just in this dark room.
Something went wrong.
I think something almost went right, and that's what's concerning.
I don't even know what happened. I mean, thank you, Calder, though. I think you got me to stop punching glass.
You're usually the rock. I'm happy to help.
That's very funny. I think I'm still drunk from the mojitos.
Oh, yeah, that's not mixing well with whatever was in that tube.
No.
Can we see outside the glass at all, or it's totally dark?
It's dark, but you do see, there's blood sprayed on the tube.
Okay, I don't think anyone's going to let us out of this thing.
No.
I mean, should we break out?
I don't want to be in here any longer. I don't like how that felt, and I don't like what they're apparently trying to do to us.
I feel so used.
It just feels like everything that I worked for, is this what it was? Is this what it was all about? This feels wrong.
That's what it takes to be a super soldier. They need you committed, whether you want to or not.
Are there any candles in the room?
It seems like there was like an arcane tech that was lighting up the room. You guys would need to get out of this tube essentially to be able to see anything.
Because I can use prestidigitation to like light a candle or a torch or a small campfire.
Yeah. You light one of these magic torches that you had seen outside. There's like one of these like arcane lamps. I'll say you light it And you see that the there's a trail of blood leading to the A-class synths that were guarding the lab. They are dead. You see that the doctor has been murdered. Is curled up near one of the pods.
He was really nice.
He was really nice.
And you don't hear anything, so you assume that like the unseen servants deanimated as well. It's just completely silent in here. You do see, though, that there is... when you walked in, you saw that this was like a fully functioning lab, so there were different offices and stuff. You see one door has been like kicked off its hinges and looks like it has been like raided.
Lads, we are fucked. This is gonna get blames on us.
On us?
Oh, shit. We were in the tube the whole time. There's got to be a security feed or something.
Okay. Do we need to punch our way out of this tube?
You need to get out somehow, yeah.
Can I create an unseen servant to open the door for us?
You create an unseen servant on the outside, opens the door.
Okay. We all spill out on top of each other. Yeah, you guys spill out.
You guys are feeling super weak and fucked up.
Where are my pants?
Yeah, I think that those got taken. But... We're just going to have to wear the bathing suits.
your equipment is there.
Okay.
It's like set up nicely.
It was fun to be naked before, but right now I have some clothes on.
Oh, sorry, Saul. These are your pants. I thought they were mine.
They were wearing them on just two fingers.
Okay, guys, okay. The same thing happened to you that happened to me.
Yeah. I'm scared to say it out loud, but I kept hearing my sister say, your objective is to secure the mothership.
Everybody go ahead and give me wisdom saving throws.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Shout out to the two crew.
Shout out to the four doors.
That's a 19.
The effect did not completely take hold because you guys were not in the tube all night like you were supposed to be. This interrupted the ritual, whatever this dragon elf did. Mm. But after hearing that, you guys do feel like your eyes glaze over and you lose control of yourselves. And you guys crack on the ground you guys just take literally one damage, 1d6 of damage as you just like fall forward.
Okay. You say we were at half HP?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
my bad. I shouldn't have said that.
We just know not to say that now. Something is wrong with us. We have to figure out how to fix this.
Okay, we need to get the fuck out of here.
Am I wrong? For sure.
I mean, who the fuck do we trust at this point?
I think we take the bathing suits, too. I think they owe us that.
Can we at the very least? Okay, if we gave them a potion to this little gnome doctor, could we bring him back?
Oh, no, he's like... So dead.
We gotta find out who did this, who interrupted the process.
Yeah, I'm feeling exploited. I'm feeling like I wanna fucking get the fuck out of here.
Even if we aren't
being, you know, blamed for this, I just kinda wanna get the fuck out of here.
I think that whoever interrupted this process is still here. We should just try and get some answers from them at the very least.
Okay, can we do investigation checks?
Yeah, go ahead and give me investigation checks.
Oh yeah, there it is. 22.
11.
15.
Sweet. You guys go around and you see that there are some files from like a filing cabinet that is like labeled, that has been like pulled out. Papers and like information was taken about the sort of hierarchy of the labs, like who is sending who what. This lab is like a mobile one. There's probably something inside the mothership itself where they're doing the research that makes the stuff that goes into this lab. So there are papers that are missing that like gives kind of the literal paper trail to like where that might be. You also see the office door that was kicked open. You look around and you guys are looking at like the different files and stuff. You see bloody footprints. It looks like
what size foot? What type of boot? What type of treads are we talking about?
Like an adventurer's boot, like a hunting boot. Mm. You see that there are like bloody footprints going into the office, and you see that this dragon elf looks to have grabbed a lot of information pertaining to the S-class procedure, that like what goes into this. And you find that some of the things left over in this office were signed by someone named Bedra Weevil. And you recognize that as being the name of one of the scientists that was killed in the Dragon Elf attack, along with the S-class soldiers. And I will also say, Callie, you recall having seen that dragon elf wearing a red mask. Glenn wore a green mask. And you know that while Ezri might be just like, dragon elves, they ride dragons and are dangerous. You know, as someone who spent some time with them, that like they're at war with each other.
Mm, there are factions.
Yeah. There's like six or seven factions.
Mm. Where is the duck?
You see crawling out from behind the tube.
Oh, fuck me. I'm actually happy to see you right now. Come here. Come here.
Runs over, jumps up in your arms.
I kiss the duck.
I put it under my hat. Okay, so what's the move here? I mean, do we fucking get back into this tube and pretend like we went through this whole process? Or do we fucking go into high
school? I'm just worried that if they run any tests on us, they're going to know that it didn't work.
Yeah, I'm itchy to get out of here.
Is this really like where it ends? Like I've spent my whole life trying to work to this point, and this is, and then we just leave?
Yeah, I did the same thing. But this, being a super soldier, you're not your own person. That's what I want. That's what I was always chasing. I wanted to be in charge of my life.
Maybe.
And I just wanted to be able to protect myself. And it seems like they're just fucking using that in me.
Maybe being duck team is what I really wanted all along.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I think it's fucking duck team out. Huh?
That's right.
Okay.
Let's get the duck out of here.
Okay. I think we're going to try and just fucking...
Sweet. You guys run out of the hull of the ship. And as you walk past, you see that...
I think we're stealthing.
You're stealthing out. Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys... You guys
swamp camouflage.
You guys go and stealth out.
I think that we're going around corners, and if I see a hairy situation, then mm-hmm. I can do a silence to try to help
you
us
got
get
it.
Through it.
So I have, just to be like kind of clear with the magical like technology and stuff, because there's like projections of stuff and everything. They don't run things like security cameras inside the lab, because like... There are like essentially like magic hackers and stuff. It's just like very easy to track something like that. So some things are done sort of manually, and some things are done magically. Something like surveillance is, for a lab, would probably not be done with like a camera.
Can I do an insight or arcana check to see like what would happen if like we tried to remove these stones?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh no.
Shout out to the two crew.
I think that's a good idea. So I kind of want the same situation. I'm almost like, do we try to like collect Albin, go to Krugen, and so I want, can I do an insight as well?
Yeah.
12.
I will say, here's what you guys know. The Mana Stones, there's a reason why they brought you guys in here to try to take you to that next level. It does seem like the S-class thing was something special. The Mana Stones are what helped you guys get your powers. You can remove them and you will keep the powers that you get, but that will stop you from ever... You'll have to learn magic the normal way, essentially.
So we wouldn't be able to...
Does it seem like they can track us with these? Can we get Albin to fucking hack these fucking stones?
You could definitely... People have done, you would know, like mothership people have like literally guards have fucked off work by like disenchanting their stones temporarily.
Between Krugen's criminality and Albin's wizardry.
He's the best mage I know.
Okay, you.
His talents are wasted, honestly. How did I not see this before?
We need to fucking get out of here.
Yes.
Right.
Collect Albin.
Yeah.
Go back to the Belfry. Call Krugen up there. Get the fucking duck to learn how to use the fucking litter box, because I fucking cleaned up so much duck shit this morning.
It's so green. It's the greenest
it's
shit I've
so
ever seen.
So green.
And you shit green.
Okay, let's do it. Right. That's what we're doing.
What time? I guess we don't know what time it is.
Yeah, you guys have no idea. It's dark.
Disoriented, but we've got purpose.
Great.
Okay. All right.
You guys go out onto like the ship's deck, and I'll say... go ahead and give me a stealth check as you go out onto the deck.
This is killing me, because I literally almost took pass without trace, because my background gives me access to it, and I fucking didn't because I took healing word instead.
I believe that Calder rolls
you can
stealth with disadvantage.
Ooh. I got a crit! A crit.
Yes.
A crit.
Nice.
Just a silly little 23 for me.
Ooh. Okay.
With a crit, can I be like, so I can maybe be casting, like ritual casting silence to do with, the
pitter patter. It was a group one, so as two, if two out of three of you pass, you're great. Fine. So Calder is fine. You can roll and see what you got anyway.
Oh, wow. I rolled a 17
great.
And an
18. Great. Hell yeah. So you guys sneak out onto the deck, and you guys see two things as you go through, like, the door leaving. You guys remember when you came in, there was a tech mage that had to, like, dispelled magic after this, like, big door was unlocked. So whoever came in not only managed to, like, you do see the door off its hinges. So this person is just powerful, just, like, bash the door out. But Esri technology, particularly for, like, high clearance places, you cannot just cast a regular dispel magic on it. There is a little bit of, like, a war between mothership and, like, magic hackers, essentially, where it's like they make items that give you clearance into certain places. So, like, it's a particular dispel magic that has essentially, like, an arcane code.
Oh.
So somehow this person either had maybe dragged a mage here and, like, made them cast it. That's possible. The other option would be that they, like, have some kind of thing that lets them, it's called a jammer, that lets you get into some place that you wouldn't normally be able to get into to dispel something.
Magic hackers, that's so cool.
So as you guys sneak out onto the airship, you guys do see that the cable car from the air yacht is coming down. It looks like there's people have discovered that something is wrong at this point, or people are just coming down to check on it. But you do see a cable car is heading down. You guys are on this airship. The city is, like, multiple tiers, so you could try to jump to a different track of cable cars or...
This is an airship, right? There's got to be escape pods or some sort of, like, emergency vessel, right?
Go ahead and give me a pure luck check. Okay. I'll say 11 or higher. They've got something like that.
Fuck, 7.
Okay. Mm.
Okay, I'm feeling erratic. I'm just going to jump to one of these other...
Oh, carts.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll follow.
Great. Let me go ahead and roll D6. It's going to be at least a 30-foot drop, but it'll be even higher based on what I roll in the D6. 5. So plus 50. So 80 feet is the next cart.
Okay.
80 feet. I can't jump there. But how far? What is someone's jump speed? It's based off of your...
No. It's not up. It's down. So you just have to take damage.
Can I just basically at the last, with the last 5 feet, then just face step the rest of the way?
Yeah, you can just face step into a cable car of just like regular commuters that are on the next tier.
Great.
I think that I should be able to manage. Calder, what are you going to be able to do?
I'm just going to take the damage.
All right, then what I'm going to do, I am going to attach myself to Calder's back and try and like... just guide him. I'm just going to rub his temples so that he like feels focused, and I'm going to give him guidance again.
Oh, I will also look at Calder and be like, I really owe you. And I'm going to lay on hands. So basically make some slippery ice on you.
Okay.
So you get 10 hit points back, and I'll also give you bardic inspiration.
Oh, wow.
Rad. Okay, so
you add a D6 and a D4.
Oh, I'm also going to use a key point to do quickened healing.
Great. Okay. So... you guys are still pretty beat up for having just undergone some of this process. You guys jump off of the lab ship to get to like one of these commuter trains below. You time it out. Go ahead and I guess give me acrobatics or athletics checks to make sure you hit the car and are able to stay on it. Otherwise, you won't like fall to your death. You'll just get tangled up in wires and maybe have to do another stealth check.
Do I need to do that because I'm face-stepping?
No, you don't.
Okay. Just an absolutely flirty 24.
Great. Right.
So that's a 14, but I'm going to use both of these, my bardic and guidance.
Yeah, D4 and D6.
21.
Great. So you guys all successfully get on top of this commuter cable car. Giant crash as...
I think I land inside of it and then disguise myself to be a commuter. And I'm just like, another day, daily grind.
I crawl in through the window.
I work in telecommunications.
I crawl in through the window. Yeah, just another day.
Calder, you're straight up bleeding and super hurt. You're taking 8d6 of damage.
Whoa, I rolled really bad, though, so you're probably going to be good.
We did take those 10 hit points back, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
21 damage to you, and to you can take as much away as you can.
I can take 25 away, so I don't do any damage.
So,
yeah, Saul takes it all for me.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Maybe I'll do Stone. I'm going to do Stone's Endurance.
There you go.
Great.
Yeah, rub my temples and put a little bit of frozen energy into my brain again, and I'll shrug off. Ooh, baby. 13 points of that damage.
Wow,
that's
great.
Cool. Ooh. I love this Stone's Endurance. And I'm fully in there making work friends. I'm asking people to join my Slack channel. I'm networking.
Saul tries to distract from how bloody Calder is by dancing on the pole.
I will say, you guys jump to like a train that's on a lower track. And as you are in, Albin is sitting inside the cable car.
This is most fortunate.
Got a messenger bag and it's just like looking out the window.
I recognize you from TGI Fridays. Sky Days.
Yeah, I have been to a TGI Fridays. What is a Friday?
Saul, do you climb in the window?
Yeah, absolutely.
Saul, what are you doing?
Albin!
Okay, wow. Big day. So, great news. We got promoted to S rank. Bad news?
Congratulations.
Yeah, no, they want to brainwash us to, I don't know, do their bidding, whatever that might be.
And they may have already done it a bit.
Okay. So, remember that one?
Albin grabs you and takes you. This is full of, like, mothership workers and stuff. Mm-hmm.
I'm distracting everyone, like I said, by trying to organize, like, a happy hour drink thing.
Great, yeah. You're going around.
Us workers, trying to get a dodgeball league started.
You see, Albin brings you to like the back of the cable car.
Yeah. Maybe, you know what? Hey, I think that we deserve a day off. I think you should take that sick day and let's go to the spa, right?
Oh, sick days.
Saul winks very aggressively.
Oh, but Saul, I don't get any sick days.
Mental health?
Well, what? Do they... we working for the same company?
Saul grabs him and then just jumps off the car.
Great. Albin's on his way home anyway.
Okay.
So you guys, I will say they know where all of you guys live except for probably Callie.
Okay, yeah.
Perfect.
Albi, we're going to make a detour on our way home. Okay. We're going to go... My friend Callie, she's got a friend that's going to help us out.
Hi, I'm Callie.
Albi, we need your help.
Okay. What way?
We think that you have untapped potential, and we think that we've got a chance for you to really flex your mage ability.
Imagine there's shit inside these mana stones, and we need you to remove the shit from inside.
We want you to hack our stones.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that we can't be detected.
Remember that time we took over that empty gymnasium and we turned it into a secret swimming pool by hacking all of the security stones around the area?
We turned it into a secret swimming pool and then we went under the tile at the bottom of the water and we found the sneak orb, an orb held by the archmage who betrayed the school, and we were able to use it to magically make ourselves invisible so that we could sneak around the grounds and get the scroll to defeat the archmage. Of course I remember.
You guys got up to a lot of hijinks.
First off, I just have to say spoilers because I haven't got there yet. So your graphic novels.
Right. Yes, we didn't get
it. It's taken forever to get
we
those things out.
We didn't get any money for that.
No.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, but like, you know, it's kind of, it's just flattering.
Right. In a way.
But do you think you could, I mean, do you have interest?
If I have a place to work, I think I could possibly help you.
Come with us.
Great.
There's only a little layer of duck shit on the floor.
You said you cleaned it up.
I tried.
Listen, we're talking to the toilet paper king over here.
You look over at Albin and see he's staring at the duck, and he goes,
that's not a duck.
Oh, is it? What is a swan?
No, it's...
Have I been mislaid? It's a waterfowl.
Yeah.
It's a loon, probably.
No, it's not.
Oh, a loon.
Probably a loon?
No, it's a goose.
It's not any kind of animal.
What is it?
You see, casts like an identification spell on it, and you see eyes glow blue like the field mage you saw before, and goes, seems to be some type of invention, but it's not in any kind of archive.
Do you think it... Wait, is it like Alexandrite? Is it an AI?
You see, Albin shrugs.
It's almost like some type of familiar or something.
How green was the shit?
Green as a kiwi.
That's too green.
Yeah, it was like weirdly, like it seemed like a treat for you.
Right. Wait, alright,
Duck, are you a robot?
Honk once if you're a robot. Wait, no, honk twice, because you always honk once. Alright, that's a lot of honks.
Okay. I don't know that it necessarily knows what's going on, but this is a spell.
But in your professional arcane opinion, right, it's not a polymorphed assassin who's just really taking their time to cut my throat.
Whose side are you on, Duck? Who do you work for?
Duck just kind of waddles around in circles. So, cable car pulls into the station. You guys are with Albin. Where would you guys like to go?
I think we take like the back ways. I know all the back alleys to get to Krugan's church, in quotation right. marks.
Sweet. Yeah. I'll say nobody's looking for you right now, so I won't even make you guys do stealth checks. The fact that you take like the back path and you get to this Church of Moradin.
Mm-hmm. I show them all how to make the sign of the beard.
You make the sign of the beard and you guys go up to your bell tower. I'll say that you think Krugan is probably home, but he has like a little off. He has like his own like apartment within like the church. So he's there, but he does not like come out to greet you or anything when you arrive. But you guys get back to Callie's place, and Albin looks concerned and goes, "So what? So you were going to become an S-class, but yes. Now you..."
Okay, yeah. So there's a phrase that they kept uttering in our heads. Actually, you were the person that was uttering it in mine. It was very disconcerting, and it makes me almost kind of want to punch you right now, but I know that it was just Mothership doing that, not you.
I wouldn't take it personally. My sister did it in my head, and I don't even know her.
Mine was my mom, my brothers.
Okay, that's honestly worse in a lot of ways, yeah.
Well, anyway, so we kind of think that maybe this transformation they were offering to us was maybe a bum deal.
Right.
And maybe they were using us more than they were promoting us.
I think they were manipulating you.
I think.
Magically.
Right. Like, definitely. Like, absolutely.
Wait, Calder, you said it was a symbol spell?
That's what we saw on the ship.
Albin nods.
And there was a phrase. Can I write down the phrase? Do I know if I wrote down the phrase, if that would trigger it in me?
You think that it would probably need to be said to you. You can write it down.
Okay. So I'm going to be like, I'm going to write down the phrase. They basically made us have some sort of reaction to this phrase. And then I write down.
Calder, don't look.
Right. Your instinct might be to read it out loud when we hand you.
Please don't.
Objective is to.
No.
Even if you're someone who's like, lips move when you read, we can't do that.
Oh, this is just like the boy wizard and the frog pal with the book with the book of evil secrets.
Spoilers!
That was right, when all of the students got summoned to the Dark Lord's bidding.
We couldn't say any of the words that were in the book or else we'd get trapped in the book.
That's right.
I haven't read them, but
it was a wonderful, scary time. No, it's not it happened in real life.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
So our life was awesome until we turned like 19.
Can I ask, what do you think of the guy that plays you in the TV show? Have you met him?
He's better looking than me.
Another question. Are you saying you peaked at 12?
See, looks off. I will say, you see Albin looks down at this paper and he thinks about it. And I'll say without even doing like an insight check, which is like your guys' passive insight, you see the look of somebody who was probably turning the other way. Like, you know, Saul, that Albin was not in on any of this stuff. Like, he's not in any high-level stuff, but he knows this magic is, like, dangerous and that this company probably can't be trusted, but it's, like, it's a stable job. It's whatever. Not saying that he definitely didn't know about this, but you can tell, like, he knew the company was bad, and it's like, okay, great, now I have to go into hiding, I guess.
Okay, I just got a really interesting idea, but I think you, Albin, are going to have a much better idea if we can do this.
Okay.
Can you cast a symbol spell?
I cannot cast the symbol spell, but I will confirm your suspicions. I think because if I think about what you're saying, and if they were trying to get you to respond to a specific code phrase with a symbol spell, I believe that, paired with the magic of the monostone, the same thing that allows people to contact you, that allows Alexandrite to be projected out of you, could be used to send you other messages. So
I guess I'm wondering if we could, if we add like that injectable or that like sort of like vial of the symbol spell, we could make it so that it would trigger if we heard... It is your objective to secure I didn't say the whole thing. I didn't say the end. And I could trigger the silence spell on us.
Oh.
So we wouldn't hear it. But I'm just spitballing.
Right, yeah.
You're the boy wizard.
I think we could... I do believe that I could perhaps work on your monostones and essentially disconnect you from the mothership.
Just put us on do not
disturb.
Take us
off the bubble.
Yeah, right. The problem with that is that then... You will be wanted. They will know that you're on the run. But
will we
I don't
get
know if
a
you...
bounty on our heads? Because
For sure. It will be at least 60, 70 gold at least.
I fucking give him my cute little punchy tummy and I say, how about it?
But wait, Albie, I don't want you to get in trouble.
Oh, I believe I'm already in a great deal of trouble. Because I know you and we live together.
Are you in trouble? Or is this just another adventure?
Oh. It's been about 15 or 16 years since I've peaked, but I suppose...
Listen, if I know anything about you, there's multiple peaks. This is a mountain range, my friend.
The boy wizard and his frog pal strike again.
We leap again!
I'm gonna read this series so I'm like totally caught up with whatever happens
next. We got one
next.
Copy in the mail so I can run back to the house and grab it for you, but that's our copy.
It's really not worth going back to the house.
Yeah, definitely your house is booby-trapped.
Okay, but it's just very expensive, so like if you want a free copy, that's the only one we have.
I'll nick one from a store, don't worry.
All right, I'll do my best. Why don't we get all set up? I think I have what I need with me to enchant right here. You see, he's got his arcane focus and everything because he was just at work. So he's got like a little wand and stuff, and he's able to get you guys set
There's
up.
One more thing you need, and I pull out a really ragged house scarf that I carry with me at all times.
Saul, you didn't.
I knew that you would need this again, and I wrap it around him and give him guidance.
Okay. I am the boy wizard.
It's a little damp, and I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. It's okay.
I kind of, like, really whisper under my breath to Calder, like,
he's almost like he needs it more than us. Right? Like, the bags under his eyes.
I am the boy wizard.
He's like, they've drained him. Mm-hmm. Drained him.
The reboot is just never quite what you want it to
yeah,
be. You
yeah.
Can't
go back.
Let the magic flow. Let the magic flow.
You see, Albin is going to go ahead and he's going to take some time and he's going to ritual cast some high level dispel magics that would effectively be a type of dispel magic that you would use if like one of the soldiers died or something like that to basically take them off of like the Esri grid. So he's going to go ahead and you know what? Here's what I'll do. Based on he can do it, but I will roll to see how long it takes him because they are going to track you guys pretty quick.
Okay.
Can we use the D4 to subtract from that or something?
Yeah, certainly. He'll use the D4 on the Arcana.
So we're doing like a social media cleanse for our monastery.
Yep.
Right.
If I summoned an unseen servant to help him,
he's going to roll with advantage.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's going to roll. We'll start with Calder. With guidance, 25 is able to do it quite quickly. You guys are... this is like one of the rare times that being D-class would probably actually be kind of helpful because you guys have been like less kind of enchanted.
We're like an old model.
Yeah.
So Calder, you have effectively...
So that upgrade didn't even like take a little bit. Like we're not level 6 or anything.
So you're showing up like dead essentially on like the Esri system.
Okay.
As he comes to me, I take out my cute little bag. Kelly, and I sort of like shake out my rainy hair, and I give him a little bit of fey inspiration.
Oh, he's got a bardic inspiration. Great.
Yeah.
That'll do it. Now with that, he gets a dirty 20. Nice. He uses his bardic inspiration. Okay. Takes some time and does it. Goes over to you, Saul. We dreamed our whole time at the launch pad that we would become mothership mages and knights. Are you sure you want to go through with this, Saul?
It's time we grow up a little bit, Albie.
And after I say that, I do recite the Launchpad Academy alma mater.
Tree la lo, la la li, let us be magically gifted.
Wow. So
Alvin is whispering that to
Please
himself.
Please tell me they don't have that like written on the walls.
It's emblazoned.
As someone who has song lyrics tattoos on my forearm, I wouldn't even put that on.
You see, Albin raises his wand, holds it over your heart, Saul, and goes,
I do believe you're right, my frog friend. It is time for us to stop cleaning shit off used toilet paper and start cleaning shit off the world.
Nice.
And that's where we'll end our session.
Actually, you know what? Let me go ahead and roll and make sure that he's able to do it for Saul here. That is going to be a 18. That is going to
Yeah.
Nice. So you guys are all off the grid in Esri. They'll still probably come looking for you, but they can't like track you easily. But the tubes are empty. A bunch of people are dead. They'll either blame you or they'll want to kill you to cover it up. So you're in a bad position.
We're bad either way.
You're bad either way.
Actually, this actually works for me. I know exactly what I'm going to do, and this is going to actually be really good.
Great, good.
Save it.
Yeah, save it for the
I know how to pivot this and make it selfish.
Yeah. You know what? Don't even save it for the short rest. Save it for the nook.
Whoa.
We're all together. I want to hear. I want to go to the kitchen. I want to hear about
this
it.
This episode is moving to the conversation.
Sweet. Thank you guys all so much for listening. You can listen to us talk about this over on our Patreon, patreon.com/nadpod. That's NADDPOD. Don't sing yet. Yeah, that's our short rest. Does anybody have anything else they'd like to plug?
Shows, baby.
So many shows.
So many shows.
See us.
We're batch recording these, so I have no idea how many of them have sold out, but try to buy tickets in Seattle and Dallas and Austin. I believe they have tickets for sale, at least at the time of recording, folks.
I love how deep your voice is, just as an effect of doing Calder.
Yeah.
Like, you're deep right now.
It holds over.
It's sultry. I love it.
Sweet, guys. Thank you all so much for listening. You can follow us on social media that we may or may not use, at SageMurphsMe, at Calder Caldwell, at Extra Emily, and at Jake versus Jake. And you can tweet about the show using hashtag NADPOD. That's NADDPOD.
We are the youth of the nation.
It's the end of the show, everyone, and you know what that means? We simply must shout out our benevolent council of elders, starting with Brad D, Jeffrey S, Hugh C, Later McSkater, Matt M, Darby Nicole M, Jordan DJ, Cutter W, Dylan B, Dungeon Mama, Danielle the Dastardly Dame, Beardman Dan, Scott D, Danny P, Michael McD, Vincent W, Mr. Cole, Victor T, Balnor's Boy Forever, Andrew B, Justin I, Nicholas T, TJM the Gnome Barbarian, Kaylee Elise, Elena M, Trele the Cray, Jared E, Christopher B, Danielle R, Cyborg version of Josh the Kobold, Philbert, the Therapy Duck, Richard X Machina, Michael L, Taylor S, Sir Carl, Jory S, Callum L, Jack L, Sam L, Nicholas C, Samuel B, Mike H, Martin P, Matthew E, Colton B, Adam G, Nabadger, Panama James, Andrew the Bard, Captain Sigil, Nathan Cartier, the Assistant King, to the Assistant King of Iron Deep, hail to the hammer, Grace G, Diana, CC Lulu, Barnesonator, Michelle O, Hercule Poirot, the Rabbit Folk Detective, Timmy R, Crackaholic, Lucas B, Reiko, it's Kevin, Calder's Cold Come. Just gonna let that one hang in the air for a second. New York! Cass Skateboard Cass, Stephen C, Michael M, Mike K, Lady Taco, Joy T, Nara, Jake L., Nick Wolf, Brave the Badger, Esme M., Mutton, the Mad Druid, a has-been trying to undo his friend who has been stuck as a polymorph sheep for 3 weeks, Handy Annie 001, ah, that's cute, Aaron the Asshole Ranger, Big Bad Beardo the Mad, Eric McD., Giant Monsters on the Horizon, Ghoulia Julia, Thrath, Burly T., Percival Frederick Stein von Musel Klausowski DeRolo III, Christian A., J. Dragonborn, Joro the Inapropro, Cody B., Liam D., The Sandrayan, Ben A., Feldonis, John III, Dave H., Vivian, Koala Bear, Catherine S., David K., Christian S., Dustin S., Connor F., Hawkeye Pierce, Bookfire's assistant Izzy F., The Time Walker, Two Left Eyes, DPC is awesome, Blair the Bug Blair Barbarian, Catsy, Kelsey J., Pork Chop, Selena N., Velaciraptor, Minette the Magnificent Magikarp, Pat L., Achutha A., Lauren H., Amber W., Ryan S., The Charming Fluff, Robit Crisp, Brentley C., Micah B., Mr. Satan, the World Martial Arts Champion and the Earth's Protector, Ploops, Acolyte of Dunkel Caldwell, Carly Ann, Addie K., Lori P., Seth Allen J., Spam Gaming, the Not-So-Skilled Gamer, Connor Savage, Christopher J. Pebblepot, Tight Grandma's Favorite Grandson, who secretly makes bathtub brisket, Logan Trable, Leviathan, BioQuirt 7, Amber Dextrous, Thrill of the Fright, Ashley, Sullivan H., Trub Hop Dropper, Sydney T., Jack H., Matt Y., Garble the Moist, Juicy Kiwi, Champ Wild, Valen, Sprite Pepsi, Carlin C., Louie is your dad, Noah the Bagel of all things, Estelle, Loyal the Oiger, hope I said that right, Conflicted DM, Justin L., Dandy, Bunny, Marcos P., Pup Kalish, Gabe the Dice Smith, oh that's a cool thing to be a smith of, Learns the Balanced Druid, Dakota J.P., Pagos the Self-Proclaimed Fey Prince, Katrin the Great One, a Warlock Patron, ooh, Tracy P., the Crick Elf Librarian, Friar Frizz, Andy E., Lisa M., Holly Hyena, Anthony A., Leah C., Abigail, May B., Kristen with a K., Sloth King 777, Cal, just Cal, Commodore Galaxy, Edison N., Russell H., a monk named Dilgo, Neos the Novice Monster Hunter, Lorelei Frost, Morgan M., Sticker, Zachary A., Stephen E., Mr. Adams, Meg the Mail Carrier of Bohemia. You know I love a fellow mail carrier. As someone who played one in a very popular movie called Mouse Hole. James F., Jimmy A., Cap'n Cappy, number one Jens Lindell fan, the Dragon Ambassador, Wayfarer, Andrew B., Dalton B., Cope Fresh, Barbo Good Barrel, Barbarian and Brewer Emeritus of Waterdeep, Jet Black is back, Tari rhymes with Jabari, Welshlander, Garrett Grocer, a.k.a. One Big Curd, Eric M., Jaden D., Tommy K. Nola, John P., and Mr. Sillyhead. What a great one to end on. Thank you all so much. We love you. You make this possible. Here's some kisses for your ears. Goodbye, sweeties.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.